Different polls have shown the general public is becoming increasingly skeptical about whether climate change is real and whether burning fossil fuels is contributing to it, ignoring that the bulk of science of climate change is solid, and if anything, it indicates the climate is changing faster than first predicted. What can be done about that?
Well, I think scientists have to get better at telling the story about what we know about climate change and what that knowledge is based on. In other words, what we know and how we know it. Willingness to get out there and slug it out in the arena of public debate and dispute is not universal in the scientific community. We have to live with that. But scientists who've been willing to do that have done a service. It's unfortunate that they occasionally get castigated for speaking their minds freely and candidly in public, but that's part of being, in a sense, a public scientist, of working on scientific issues that have major ramifications for public policy and being willing to talk about it.
President Barack Obama promised to protect scientific research from politics. He wanted guidelines in 4 months from taking office. We recently reported it's been more than a year now and still no guidelines. The Union of Concerned Scientists says the president should finish explicit written policies on things like protecting scientists to become whistleblowers. When we did the story, we contacted your office, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, and we didn't get any comment. Would you care to comment about that now?
Sure. When the president issued his memorandum on scientific integrity in March 9th of last year, he actually enunciated at that time a set of principles, and those principles are already a solid basis for ensuring scientific integrity. What has not been forthcoming yet from my office, and for that I take responsibility, is a set of more detailed recommendations about how to proceed in some of the difficult questions that come up, like the need of an agency to be sure that it is relying on the best peer-reviewed science and the desire of every scientist in the agency to be able to express his or her own opinion. There are real tensions there. That has proven to be a more difficult task than I or the president realized at the time he issued the deadline for completing those. And the result is we missed the deadline, but we will be coming out soon with those additional guidelines.
How soon?
I would guess in the next couple of months.
On energy policy, environmentalists are disappointed the Obama administration is encouraging the idea of clean coal technology and a new generation of nuclear power. I'm not saying that you're not spending more on solar and wind, but I'm asking why not take all those dollars for clean coal technology and nuclear and put it all into these green renewables that the environmentalists like?
I think we need a diversity of options for addressing the energy challenges we face. You never want to put all your eggs in one or only a few baskets. Today in this country, we get 50% of our electricity by burning coal. We're going to continue to do that for some time to come. It is therefore appropriate and necessary that we improve the technologies with which we burn coal in order to substantially reduce the environmental harm that comes from that. We get 20% of our electricity in this country from nuclear energy, and it's one of the ways that we can get electricity without emitting greenhouse gases. There is no free lunch. That doesn't mean we should do nothing. We should be working to improve all of these technologies and then use the mix that makes the best sense in terms of all of the relevant characteristics, the economic ones, the environmental ones, the social ones.
John P. Holdren is President Obama's Science and Technology Advisor and the Director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.